Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A longtime deputy to former Massachusetts probation commissioner John O'Brien testified today in O'Brien's racketeering trial that, out of loyalty to O'Brien, he cheated, altered test scores, and embellished evaluations of candidates for jobs at the probation department. And the witness, Francis Wall, says he lied under oath at hearings for candidates who complained they had been passed over. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri reports from federal court.
Today brought the drama that had been expected in the previously slow-moving trial of John O'Brien and two co-defendants on charges of racketeering and mail fraud. And you could measure the damage inflicted by the way O'Brien's attorney began cross-examination. "To be fair," said defense attorney William Fick to Francis Wall, "we can agree you're a liar, correct?" "I lied when I testified at arbitration," the balding 63-year-old conceded reluctantly, but Fick struck back. "A liar is someone who tells lies, correct?" "I told lies," Wall conceded further. "So you are a serial liar," Fick snapped. It soon became clear why Wall, who worked for probation for 27 years and rose to deputy commissioner, has received immunity from prosecution in return for his testimony. "The commissioner told me who was to be number one," Wall said. He was explaining the interview process for candidates for probation jobs and promotions. "The government has elicited testimony that there was a list of candidates recommended by the likes of former House Speakers Tom Finneran and Sal DeMacy and Senate President Therese Murray. And hiring those candidates to please the politically powerful," Wall testified, "was the objective of Commissioner O'Brien. On the hiring of the son of the administrative assistant of current House Speaker Robert DeLeo, Wall said he was told, 'It was very important he be number one. Mr. DeLeo is a great supporter of the probation budget.'" Speaking in complete sentences, deliberately and lawyerly fashion, without hesitation, as if well rehearsed, Wall said he was told who the commissioner's choice for the number one candidate was before the interviews ever began. "And what did Wall do?" asked the prosecutor. Answer: "Anything and everything that assured he was the highest scoring candidate. For candidate after candidate, name after name, interview after interview that he helped conduct," Wall said, "I inflated scores and increased information to make him the number one candidate. We would change scores, we would embellish to make sure we did everything we could to make sure they were the number one candidate." And when arbitration hearings were called upon the complaints of job applicants who thought they had been treated unfairly, Wall said he and probation official Patricia Walsh lied, quote, "under oath, about the process being a fair process and how we judge the people." Without ever looking at O'Brien, who showed no emotion, Wall said O'Brien told him to stick to the plan, even as Wall worried about being charged with perjury. After delivering verbal body blows to all three defendants, Wall faced cross-examination that, brief though it was, evoked only the first in a series of calls of "liar, liar, liar." Wall returns tomorrow for what promises to be a long day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.